Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Acts chapter 19, verse 12.
Acts chapter 19, verse 12.
Yeah. So that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick.
Don't take it from the verse 11.
Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Amen.
The key word there is of special miracles.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Can we take the second reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 24?
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 24.
Yeah.
For if the word spoken through angels grew steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive the just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bears witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit.
If there isn't a copy Bible, take note of that word. Various miracles. The King James said, diverse miracles. Can we continue?
With various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will.
Amen. Amen. Last week, John chapter 11, verse 45 to 47.
John chapter 11, verse 45 to 47. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs." Amen.
Amen. Now, protocol two. Henceforth, I want you to take note of this. There is so much distraction when the word is going on. So the moment I take the microphone, no moment. Anybody goes out, maybe the person can find a seat around with you. So the message is good. It's distracting.
Hallelujah.
And please, if you like to deal with that, then okay. When we come to church, it's just a maximum of 3 hours. Whatever special or whatever attention that is, sometimes you don't know that the enemy is very subtle in what he does. And I follow what I'm trying to say. Just the few hours you spend in the presence of God, he will want to take a part of it to distract you. When you come to church, do the best, do your possible best to put your phone on airplane mode. If you can't do that, turn off your meter or put it on a silence mode. Whatever is happening within that 2 to 3 hours, at least. I don't care what I'm trying to say. I've seen this several occasions, and whilst you're ministering, see people will be moving out, up and down, up and down. And most times it is them that God wants to touch. I remember at Pelma one time I was preaching, and whilst I was preaching, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw an angel going around, touching people, whilst I was ministering. So imagine the angel of the Lord is moving, and then you're also in, and to be very realistic, before people like Benihin and other stuff, they don't talk with this, because the least thing you do can distract the atmosphere. As I stand here, I'm not here to talk, I'm not here to share the knowledge that I've acquired. I'm unashamed to minister. So if you do something, you can interrupt the flow. And you find out that the rest of the works that I will be doing will be the works of the flesh. So when you go to church, most times you are being blessed from the flesh, not from the spirit, because we interrupt the atmosphere. Even the songs we sing, even the manner in which, even sound. So you find that most times when men of God want to be, they'll wait till they make sure that the sound is okay as I'm asking to read to all. Because I can still hear an echo. There's a feedback. So work on the sound of God. When everyone is in the right sense, then you have that kind of serene, quiet atmosphere. Then can be able to deliver what God wants the people to hear.
Hallelujah.
So please, certain things you have to be very strict with the things, and I'm really serious about this. I come with somebody, let a person know the moment we start worship, make sure your phone is somewhere that wants you to, and no movement out. Unless, even now I'm home, we listen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, okay, we manage. Hallelujah. Last 2 weeks, we started a message under the sub-series called Faith Advanced. And we were looking at miracles, signs, and not wonders. And last 2 weeks, we established that miracles is when eternity invades time, or when God suspends the laws, protocols, and procedures of this time world in order to do something for humanity. That's what we call it, miracle. And last week we found out that, in fact, God is very reluctant in interfering into the activities of time because He has set in place laws, procedures, and protocols to govern the life of human, and also to give certain instructions. So we were able to look at some of the key laws that is in the end realm or the time realm. We saw that we have two forms of law. We have the physical law, and then we have all the spiritual laws. And the physical law, we looked at something like the law of what? Gravity. Hallelujah. If you have faith, you can try and jump from here. Let's see if you suspend. You will go down. Hallelujah. I follow it. So all these things are in place. I say it's because of the law of gravity. That is why this building is where it is right now. If not, by this time the roof is gone. I follow it. The law of gravity keeps the things at stability. Then we move on to what we call ordinances. You remember ordinances? Hallelujah. Are you with me? You remember ordinances? What are ordinances? Yes. Can I get the second one? What are ordinances? If I'm late, I can just mention anybody's name. But if somebody can help out, yes, what are ordinances? So the instructions that God has given to planetary bodies and other creatures with regards to how they should behave to the benefit of man is all called ordinances. So when God was asking Job, have you commanded the morning? He was trying to talk about how Job influences the ordinances of God, how he understands the ordinances of God to manipulate the ordinances of God to his favor. Hallelujah. We looked at all this and we came to the two forms of miracles. And the two forms of miracles, we saw that there's what we call the passive miracles and the spectacular of miracles. And so the passive ones are the ones we hardly pay attention to. Which I told you last week that everything of God is supernatural, but they are all not what is spectacular. So not all the supernaturals are spectacular. So if you are waiting to see the spectacular before you know that God is working in your midst, you're going to miss it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we look at that of spectacular miracles. We know that even for you to wake up this morning, did you know the time is better than the exact time you sleep? Can't tell the exact time you wake up. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And we started with types of miracles, right? And I said the greatest miracle that ever performed, or we can ever perform, or God has ever done on this earth, soul-winning salvation. He takes the whole outstretched arm of God to save us. Hallelujah. Today, we want to continue with the types of miracles. But before we zoom into the type of miracles, as we have already read in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says that God performing diverse what? Miracles. The Bible says various what? Miracles. Means that there are forms of miracles that can happen to a person. There are forms of miracles that can happen to a person. So when we talk about miracles, we have to know the various forms of miracles or types of miracles that exist. And we can what we can benefit from at every instant when we need them. Hallelujah. Amen. But before that, more to understand other two concepts that I mentioned. So they're looking at what? Miracles, signs, and what? Wonders. So what is a wonder? A wonder is the effect of miracle on the mind of a person. when you are amazed by a miracle and you react to that miracle, when you declare the glory of God, you glorify God, praise God, that effect is what we call wonders. So wonder is as a result of a miracle taking place, and that miracle has effect on the mindset of people. Let's look at a typical example in the Bible. Remember the miracle of Elijah calling down fire. Hallelujah. How can fire consume a soaked sacrifice and not just consume it, leak the entire water? That was a miracle. And when people started thinking about it, it blew their mind up. Or it blew their mind up, and they begin to what? Give glory to God. So when a miracle takes place and its effect turns the heart of people towards God and begin to glorify God, that kind of miracle is called a wonder. Another example is already in the book of John chapter 4, 11, verse 45. The story of Lazarus. Lazarus was there for 4 days, married for 4 days. So in that state, he should be decaying, right? He should be smelling. So there was no way that they could be able, he could ever come back to come back to life. He couldn't have been able to survive. And when Jesus called him out and came out intact, the Bible said, and the Jewish people over there, many believed him. So when a miracle caused a change in a certain, change the atmosphere, change the environment, and the people begin to respond. Are you following? People begin to respond to the name of God, begin to glorify God. That is what we call a wonder. Now, God willing, next week, hopefully, we're going to look at the exceptions to miracle and find out the difference between magic and then miracle. And it is in these expressions of wonder that you know that you see the difference between miracles and then magic. A very genuine miracle always brings attention to God. But when attention is on the man of God after the miracle, that is magic. Alright, yeah. So the Bible says we have what we call a lying wonder. What is a sign? A miracle becomes a sign when it points onto a move of God. For example, if God wants to cause a release of revelations, a miracle can happen when you can pray for a blind person, the eyes of the blind person will open. Hello? Are you following? And when the eyes of that blind person is open, it's a sign that there is a shift for spiritual eyes, enlightenment. Let me give you a typical example in the Bible. The book of Matthew chapter 4. It said, when Jesus performed those miracles and signs and wonders, he told the people that this is a sign that the kingdom of God has what? Come on you. He said, if by the finger of me I am able to cast out what? Devils, it means that the kingdom of God. So it was a sign that the kingdom of God was present. Because until Jesus came, nobody was able to cast out demons. So the casting out of demons is a miracle, because it is the work of the finger of God. And you know, miracles are performed by the hand of God. So anything that is done with the hand of God is a miracle. So if he said he cast out demons, means that miracle over there was letting the people know that there is a kingdom that has come down to establish. So sometimes when God wants to release a move, he causes a miracle to get the attention of the people. It was a miracle for the people to see fire on top of people, but the people were not consumed. I'm talking about the day of Pentecost. And it was a sign that there is a new baptism, which is the baptism of what? Fire. So a miracle becomes a sign when it generates or initiates. So you see that at a particular time, you see that a particular miracle can be happening. If you see that, notice that God is ready to call a sign. I follow it. When you see that, oh, this man of God has prayed for a dead person, the person came up to life, another thing like that. 3, 4, 5, 6. That's not a mere miracle. It's a sign. And if you are very spiritual, you can connect to that sign. You know that anything dead in your life, the atmosphere has been triggered that anything dead in your life to come back to life. So sometimes, When God wants to do something in the life of somebody here, He can cause a miracle among us. And people will just receive it, receive that miracle, and then it will happen to their life. That is why a prophet can call one person. Prophets are concerned the person, and about 10 people receive that miracle. Are you following what I'm trying to say? So that is what makes a miracle like us a sign. Speaking about a miracle call, and a wonder is the response or the effect of miracle on our mind. Now, let's get to what we were doing last week. Guys, miracle. Let's take them and then show up. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you following? I've told you that when it comes to things like this, they are very key, so we need not to rush them and do the shouting and the jabber. I love to do those things, but when we are dealing with very critical topics like this, because miracles are the most common mentioned term in the church. In fact, as I said last time, that if you check most of the programs we organize in our time now, there is always a place for miracle. We have miracle. Check every church signboard. You said that right. When you close today, pass through time. Check every church signboard. There's always a miracle service on the week. Travels. There's always a miracle service. No church is exempted. There's always a miracle service. So we need to understand this very concept very well. Now, so the first and the biggest miracle ever is salvation. Second, this one is not an order of impact. I'm talking about, yes, then let's go. Now, we have a miracle called the miracle of protection and preservation. Miracle called protection or preservation. This miracle can also be defined as the miracle of exemption. So, Father, we thank you. We still believe that you're in our midst. And we pray that, Lord, you minister to us. Even as we speak and receive knowledge concerning miracles, let there be a miracle in our life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Miracle of protection and preservation is that kind of miracle God gives you to secure you against logically evil conclusions. When a conclusion has been done and declared and it is expected that it happens to you, we call, and it doesn't happen to you, we call that kind of deliverance or miracle the miracle of what? Exception, or the miracle of what? Protection, or the miracle of what? Preservation. Just as yesterday, I was coming from Kumasi. After you cross the Ikoko, you see the double lane. So we crossed the double lane and we were coming. And I was on this expressway at Twitter Heights. Because I was tired, so I didn't want to take DIB and spend 7 hours on the road. I just need some more hours to get to Accra. And this trailer, from nowhere, you know how this Toyota Hiace is not the speed at which they move. And we were in our lane, it crossed us. Only God knows how the car managed to have it break on within a space of 2 seconds. Yes, and those of the persons who are not in their seatbelt actually knocked their head at the chair ahead of them. That is a miracle. They are getting to soon when I cross you. But yesterday they were looking for me. They kept so strong. And I was laughing. When you cross you, after the overhead, they just go away. And you see those cut-in roads. Like, no, it's a normal plane, but there are those cut-in. One come from nowhere, then cross us again, and then we have to shift. And there was a bit. Yes, a big. Just at the side, we stopped at. When such thing happens, logically, we shouldn't have survived. Logically, it takes more than, I'm not a rabbi, I know that it takes more than 5 seconds for a car to apply its full brake. Is that not it? But to happen within a split of a second and no harm to anybody, that is a miracle. And that is a miracle of what? Preservation. So in the book of Psalms chapter 91, he said that he shall order his angels to give thee, that thy feet will not dash against a stone. Oh Jesus. But he was in the time I saw these things, I knew that the promises of God concerning my life. So I was going to. Things that kill people, you escape. So this is a miracle. And a spectacular one, of course. When I was going to Kumasi, I witnessed two fresh accidents. The first one I saw, I thought nobody saw it. You think it is by chance that you travel in and out every day, you come to church and nothing happens to you? Some of you for your entire life, you've never had any scratch out of an accident. That is preservation. Why is it that a sickness broke out in your hall, your hostel, your room, and you were not caught up in it? That's a miracle of protection, exception. So when there's a logically concluded evidence that this sickness must kill you, or this kind of sickness must finish you, and in no way the sickness disappear, it couldn't, that is a miracle.
Hallelujah.
So let's take examples in the Bible. Miracle of protection. There's a way God protects you that nothing comes close to you. No how. I want to read the first one very powerful scripture. Daniel chapter 3, verse 27. Read it for me. Daniel chapter 3, verse 27. Let's see how the protection of God can enter into the tabernacle to preserve you, to protect them. That scripture is talking about preservation. Read it. Daniel chapter 3, verse 27.
Daniel chapter 3, verse 27. Yeah. Then the satraps,
okay,
administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together.
Huh?
And they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power.
Hold it. Hey, Magdala Basai. When they threw these three Hebrew guys into the fire, just the smoke. You know, most of the time, God kill people in fire. The burning is the smoke. The smoke can suffocate you because of the product of carbon and oxide in it. You don't have any oxygen, so it can suffocate you to death. The smoke wouldn't have power on them. And he said, when these three evil guys came out, they saw that the power of what? Fire was not on them. That is why that your auntie poisoned you and end up food and you are still sitting here. Because there is a protection of God upon your life. And that is a miracle. Logically, they should have bent. But the Bible said the fire will be consumed. I pray for you. Yet though you shall walk through the waters and the fire, but God is with you. The fire of this economy will not burn you. They are looking forward that this fire will consume you. Sometimes the issues we pass through, they are more than fire. But there is a miracle called God's protection. Finish it. Now listen to the interpretation.
The hair of their head was not singed.
Not even a hair.
Nor were their garments affected.
Even their clothes.
And the smell of fire was not.
This is what God can do. And this is the kind of miracle we went through every day. That you pass through fire and you cannot even smell it. That you pass through challenges, difficult times, things that should have broken you. And it does not even have a stain on you. I pray for you. Starting from today, what is killing people will not kill you, because God is going to release the miracle of protection. Any logical conclusion that people expect that as a result of this you will die, as a result of this you will be consumed, or you will escape. Yes, the fire put it. That's a miracle of protection. If you read the book of Joshua, when the city of Jericho was taken, the entire wall of Jericho fell, but the house of Rahab stood. That's a miracle of exemption. going now. You are standing because you are exempted. Yet everybody will fill that paper by the part of it. I've seen these miracles in my life. Electra came to our class and said that somebody threatened the son. And that he's going to deal with that. God knows it. Financial management. Our class is over 200 UCC. And over 100 and something people failed. You know what I had in that subject? B plus. Me, I am exempted. Would you back up the equipment? No. I'm too anointed to suffer the suffering of somebody who's not born again. No, I'm not part of it. I pray for you. This year, may God grant you exemptions. May God grant you exemptions. Things that are designed to destroy people, you will escape in the name of Jesus. While the walls of many are falling down, yours will stand. Oh, yes. And they wonder, why is it that you are not suffering the suffering? It's a miracle of exemption. You are able to destroy all your mother's children, all your family, but you alone have survived. You have survived. That's an exemption. Let's continue. Oh, let's read this last one. Acts chapter 28, verse 3 to 7. Another example of miracle of protection and preservation. And this one is about preservation. Let's see how God preserved Paul. What?
Acts chapter 28, verse 3 to 7.
Yes.
But when Paul had gathered the bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat.
The most poisonous snake in the world is called viper. It's a very short snake. And it's believed that the moment it just itself onto you, when it draws, it empty air venom out of it, and you practically change color instantly. In the space of 1 minute, you are gone. The most poisonous snake. So most times, the arrows that they used in war in the olden days were made out of the venom of water viper. So when they shoot the arrow at you, at any point of your body, you die. Because just a little of the venom of a viper, you go. That's what happened.
And fasting on his hand.
So the viper came and fasting on the hand of Apostle Paul.
So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand,
what they said?
They said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live.
This was when Paul was being transported to go and meet Ariot, Nero. Is it Nero? I think Nero or Caesar, one of them, to justify his arrest in Jerusalem. Whilst they were on the way, there was a shipwreck. And they survived the shipwreck. Now, when they came to the shores of the sea, because of the cold water they went through, they decided to set fire to generate some heat. And in that fire that Paul says, the viper attacked. So the natives said, this man, look, and those days, you are part of the prisoners who have been transported towards the capital of Italy's Rome. So this guy is surely part of those who were arrested and imprisoned as murderers. And the sea couldn't finish him, so justice upon him. But they don't know that man is present. Read, what about him?
But he shook off the creature into the fire.
He just shook it into the fire.
It suffered no harm.
And it suffered no harm.
However, they were expecting that it would swell up.
Oh, may your enemies wait and wait and wait, and they will never see in the tent. Oh, Matalabaka. You see? They shoot the arrows in the night and they wake up in the day expecting that you just build up 1 day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you are still surviving and you ask that, what? Don't wonder. That's where the wonder will come. They will give glory to God. Then what happened?
I was sending God out there. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him,
what did they say?
They changed their minds.
May God preserve you.
Man.
May God preserve you. See, there's a miracle God is going to do your life, man. Your enemies will change their mind concerning you. Miracle of preservation. Those that they have plotted and have executed and expect you to suffer it, God will give you the grace of preservation, the miracle of preservation. that they will change their mind and say, touch not this man anymore. When my parents moved to Seychelles, and we started farming. From nowhere, enemies arrived. Like, we can't even tell. Attack from everywhere. And the plan of the people was that they want to make sure that my dad is kicked out of the town and his family. Do you know the funny thing? They all left. We are still there. Those who stood against my brothers and sisters, all their children are destroyed. Whatever attack they came to attack my father with, they started twice of it. Let me tell you, that's not the anointed, it's not a joke. I pray for you. May the anointing of preservation fall on you this morning. Wherever you go, may God release an anointing of preservation. Let that be your miracle all the time. That what people die of, what destroys people, you will not be a partaker in the name of Jesus. See, this is what makes people fear us as Christians. Most of you here, you need to be taking their job. Are you not fine? Are you not fine? Hey, I'm preserved. When COVID attached itself to me, I'm just shaking it. Oh, come on. The anointing in me. Oh, it can't survive. The virus cannot survive. You know what can survive? No. Some West Africa, naturally, COVID cannot survive by here. Because the things we have survived, COVID is a small boy. Hallelujah. So this forms of miracle, or this forms of happening, is we call the miracle of what? Preservation, or the miracle of what? Extension. When God delivered you from logically concluded what? Happening. Evil happening. We call it what? Miracle of what? Protection and preservation. And not each one of us over here has ever received this kind of miracle. Haven't you? So please, continue to believe God for this miracle. Continue to believe God for this miracle. In these times and season, we are the opposite. The world is plunged into uttermost darkness and wickedness. You must believe God for protection. You must believe God for exemptions. See, the things sometimes God will not stop you. Yes, but God will exempt you. You will not be part of it. Remember the testimony that Miss Market shared last year at Pelma, where the mother and the sister were going to eat, and the mother had a call and she got up. When she came back, the sister squeezed the food. In 2 hours, and the sister was rushing to the hospital and she died. God made the poison the food for the man. Just washed the hand, she was about to eat the food. And she received a phone call. That would be your story. Yeah. When they are jubilating that they are almost got you, God will intervene. Miracle of preservation. Number three, because number one was salvation. Number three, miracles of favor and unexplainable love. Miracles of favor, into bracket, unexplainable love. What we say favor? Favor is when somebody takes a sudden interest in your life for no reason. Unexplainable love. When you do something for somebody and the person gives you something, that is called reward. That is not favor. Hallelujah. So when you do something and the person comes back to give you something, don't call that favor. So let's say your father helped somebody and the person came, whatever they are, and they tend to do something for you, that is not favor. That is reward. But favor is when you have done nothing. You did practically nothing. The person did that, that not owe you anything. And the person takes interest and like into your life and decides to help. I pray for you. May that be your story.
Amen.
How can this favor be seen? Number one, it can be in a form of unexpected breakthrough. I know of somebody who just walked to the passport office. There was a queue. And they just said, you come. You know what, the person follow you. You can't be in the queue, follow me. Are you a man of God? Said, yes. I saw it on your face. Please, tell me about the pastor. You need to ask for the name of the person. By the time you realize, you're getting in there, the process is passport. bad people in the kingdom. That is what we call unexpected of. I want to a place, an office or a place, and the instant somebody just can trust me. Do you remember the testimony of Becky about a job? Did you give the man anything? That's an unexpected breakthrough. That kind of miracle is called a miracle of favor. So when somebody's walking under the miracle of favor, they're talking about a person who just received help from people for doing nothing. And I'm talking about this thing because this is what will be your life this year. Oh, you don't believe it. This is going to be your life this year. That people will meet you from nowhere and will just have no reason than to like you.
Man.
If there's somebody I know that miracle of one, it's my wife. If you go somewhere with her, they will treat her better than they will treat you. If you have ever been with us of Mamet or been with you, you know this. Even the shop, close to us that we buy things from. When I go, the way the lady treats me, the way she treats my wife. Because she told her that she shouldn't come and we buy things from her because she can't refuse whatever she asks. For being in the shop. There are people like that, like wherever they enter, people will just take it. For no reason, people will just like them. And they want to do good to them. That is why you see that thing, eh? Yeah, the people don't struggle. Wherever they go, open doors. I pray for you. Open doors is as a result of the miracle of favor. Some of you enter a place, remember the person you face. And what you make sequence, and when you mention your name, he remembers the ex's name. You are dead. Some of you failed your paper not because you didn't do well. The person who was marking your paper had an issue with somebody who had the same name of yours. The lady who broke his heart was called Martha, and he saw your name. Martha said, I'll teach you a lesson. All matters are evil. Hallelujah. Another form, undeserved help is a miracle of favor. Undeserved help. So we are praying to God for a promise and breakthrough that you are going to somewhere or you are pushing through something and you are not able to get access to it. Then instantly you get it. For example, you are looking for an admission. You are applying to a travel outside. Several times you have tried, you are not able to get it. And then one day, you get this admission with a scholarship. That is a breakthrough. That's a breakthrough. You're working through the limitation. You are believing God for marriage. You have been praying and everything. Then one day, a gentleman from nowhere came. Sometimes these gentlemen are even around. But one day their eyes just opened and they saw you. And they saw you all. Some of you have to pray that God will step in and release that kind of unexpected breakthrough. God, you can be walking with your husband and your wife and your eyes are blind. And God will open the eyes of the person. Oh, it has happened. And it do happen. Hallelujah. I don't know. I don't want to dwell much, but it looks like the topic is sweet. Sweet. So God is a breakthrough. You are trying to get access to something, but you are being limited. Sometimes it could be that you don't have the key to that access, and the person has the key. So the person just come and then open it for you. So I can be your breakthrough. So we can pray, and in this atmosphere, God will give somebody a breakthrough as a result of what? Favor. God deserves help. Everybody needs help. Everybody needs help. And if there's any man I've seen with that kind of grace that you do, people have to sort of help this man. None of us are in this ministry because he gave us anything special. Please, what was the last time that you called anybody here? Lift up. If that he calls me because there's something he wants me to do. Martin, I don't know about you. I have never sat down with daddy like we are talking one-on-one for more than 10 minutes before. If you see me with daddy for a longer period, it means that there's an assignment and I'm giving a feedback or they are giving me some responsibility. But you know why? That man carries an unexpected, some hot favor. What you see want to help? What you just love him for no reason? You just love him. Now God bless you today and come ahead. You'll be the best person in the Bible. Of course. You'll be the best person in the Bible. Now who do you think I buy for best? Oh, I buy for that is really quiet. She knows. Undeserved help. Your life has been a struggle. Then one day somebody walked into you and said, you, I'll help. And like joke, the person will take you through. It's not that kind of help or favor. Not that evil favor. Some of you ladies, someone who just walked in, I have to help your brother, said, I want to marry you. Not that kind of help. I'm talking of a genuine help. With no strings attached. It's a thing. Some of you have already helped in your life before. But this year, God will send your destiny helpers. See, your life will be a struggle when your destiny helpers don't come in for you at the time you should come in. And that will take the miracle of favor for your destiny helpers. Let me tell you, your job you are looking for, it is on somebody's signature. It's somebody's signature. The dream house you are thinking of is just a word from somebody's mouth. The trouble you have been crying about is just a word, a signature of an ambassador. I'll give you a green card. May God connect you to your destiny helpers. It's a favor and it's a miracle. When God's strength is added to your life, at the time of need, He can provoke the heart of people. So one day, King Ahaziah didn't sleep because it was time. Said the same time to favor Israel. It's coming. I pray for you. This year is your set time. You walk under unexpected help. Whatever you go, people will be willing to help you. Another form of miracles of favor is divine interception. So, unexpected breakthrough, undeserved help. You understand the word undeserved? This M1 I am one and can one time. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. Wow. Divine interception. Why is it divine interception? Why is divine interception? Divine interception is when the thing has been plotted and God stepped into it that doesn't happen. It's a favor. Divine intervention is that the thing is happening and God stopped it so that it doesn't escalate. For example, you can be attacked by sickness to death and then God stepped into the matter and you are healed. That is divine intervention. By divine interception, and this can also be in a form of protection or preservation. It's why he doesn't even allow the thing to happen at all. Do you know that God can raise people who can stand in and fight for you? Why should not you? Oh, you have not heard something before. People fight battles that you are not even aware of. Like, they'll stop things before they become you. Some people can even take bullets for you. It's a favor. Some people can say that if you sack this lady, I'm also going. Yes, if you sign, I'm also going. That's what you used to. Divine interception. God can set people ahead of you and intercept things for you. People can wake up and have dreams about you and fast and pray for you to attend the council of the devil. That's divine interception. Why are you sleeping all that place in the night? Some of you, the family witches are resurrecting around you. But God always intercepts. That's a miracle of favor. So we need to believe God in favor. If you read the book of Ezra chapter 7, verse 6 to 20, in course of time, you can go and read it. You find out that Ezra went before the king, and the Bible said he had favor before the king. And the king said, anything he asks, give to him. He said, and not just give, he said, give to him speedily. Anything. I pray for you. May God send some people to your life like that. Anything. I pray favor for you. The set time of Israel to favor. The set time to favor Israel has come. This year, I pray for an undeserved help for you. Undeserved help. Undeserved help. Unexpected breakthroughs. Anything that you are fighting your way to make breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Let's go to the fourth one. Number four. Help me. The miracles of provision. Psalm 104 verse 28. Miracles of provision. This miracle, I've enjoyed it for long and I'm still enjoying it. Miracles of provision is when God opens the windows of heaven to make provision for you. Sometimes you can walk in and your market is dry and then you receive alerts. That's a miracle of provision. Sometimes your uncle, I always want to use people as an example. But can I say this testimony about your dad? When the king said, I quit, I won't work again, I'm very mad. For the first time, according to him, the father called her from abroad, said, I've sent you money, go and take it right now. And the father was only considered a good scam. That's the conversation. That's a miracle of provision. Another form of miracle of provision is that what you have, it doesn't finish. The widow of Zarephath experience. There are some people, they don't have much, but that money can last. That can last for a week. So ensure that you will work for 1 year to sport. That person can wear that shoe for 6 years and still look fresh. But that's what provision, yes. God can extend the lifespan of the things you have such that it will survive. Do you know that the very cloth that the people of Israel took out of Egypt was the same thing they sent to the land of Canaan? I can't imagine that. God, 7 loaves of bread and 5 fishes. Miracle of provision. I pray for you. May God multiply their little in house. You see, now if you take 200 cities, it looks small, right? God will multiply it. God will multiply it. Make it stop. God, the little in house. God sustains it. There's a supernatural grace on it. Some of you, your salary is very little, but you're never broke in the month. I wonder how many of you come to church. That is a miracle. Because if we should look at that, you know, I stop doing budget. I stop. Because when I prepare budgets and I prepare my expenses at the end of the year, a month, and I ask, so where did the money come from? Because what I spend is 3 times what I earn in a month. It's a miracle of provision. So when there's drought, when there's limitation, God can sustain what you have to keep you through until there's another opening door to be known. Number 5, financial miracles. I didn't say miracle money, I said financial what? Miracle. Financial. Are you following? Financial what? Miracle. Financial miracles are real, but we need to understand when we say financial miracle, what it is. When we start the exceptions of miracles, you understand what I'm trying to say. But I'll talk about it a little. There is this deception that is going on in the church with the whole concept of miracle money. How many of you have decided to search for miracle money in the Bible? How many times did it have in the Bible? In fact, the one we call miracle money in the Bible is not actually a miracle money to you. Because at least Peter has to go and fish and catch the fish. We open them, and that is work. Financial miracles is when God releases financial blessing upon you that He multiplies you throughout. The blessings of God that make it a man of prosperous. That's financial miracle. So you can see somebody selling charcoal with another person selling charcoal. But the person who built houses, how do you see people who are into bread making, building mansions? That is financial miracle. When what you do not match what you have, that's financial miracle. There's a way God can give a person an idea and then to break you. Do you know that some people, everyone who build a particular person in the struggle, when they do it, they see a way through. Do you know that? That's a financial miracle. I can tell you with just now that out of 1,000 people, miracle money, out of 1,000 people, it will not be to one person in 10 years. You see? Let's be realistic here. Okay. When we get to the sessions of miracles, I'll talk about. Do you know that the person who is so much interested in money and money is his tool of trade is the devil? What did he offer Jesus? Why do people do secret room? And keep following. The strongest, that's why people call it Mammon. Mammon stands for what? Money. And that was unrighteous words. See, let's be realistic. Physical money is not, the big part is not from God. It's from the bank of them. It's from the systems of God. Stop being deceived about this whole miracle money thing. I'm saying that. No, that I said it is out of 100%, it's 0.0001. What is that possible? Unrighteous what? Mammon. It means that it is in whose control? That is why Sikaro is one of the key things. If you, that, I don't know why you enter into court, the first thing you do is to get money. Have you noticed that? Court. People are going to court, the first sign is money. Because it is them. The system of the world is built by man and devil, and they control it. So I take you a call, the first thing they do is they give money. God is not a miracle money worker. The God I know. But he asked Peter in the book of Matthew chapter 17 verse 24. He said, Peter, go. He did it once. Next week, I'll show you how Jesus finances ministry. I'll show you next week. Jesus was not commanding money from anywhere. I'll show you how he finances ministry. Let us be guided so that we will not be deceived into falling for all these things. Financial blessing, financial miracle is that God brings upon the ideas, the words of your hands. He blesses them, causes them to multiply. When God wants to bless them and gives them an idea, and I can give you more than three examples in the Bible. When God wanted to bless Jacob, what did he do? He gave him a vision. When God wanted to bless the people of Egypt and take them out of Africa, he gave the man an idea called Joseph. The blessings of God, financial blessings, comes in the form of idea. So you sleep one day and wake up and God will tell people how Zoom life broke out. He slept and he had a vision and he was collecting rubbish. That was all. That was all. A vision. I pray for you. May you receive miracle blessing. Which is the idea, divine ideas. No, there are systems that God knows you can engage in and break through. Financial ideas. That is why you should be very, you have to be very spiritual. Connect to God because your blessing is in the idea God gives you. Jacob slept. wanted, wanted to leave Gara. God came to him and said, stay here and plant so you. The Bible said, and the man was blessed that the people hated him. But what did he ask him to do? He said, stay here. Financial miracle is not miracle money. It is the godly idea, divine idea. God preach on a man. Divine empowerment on the thing to do and multiply it for you. So miracle money, be very careful. I'm not saying that it can't happen. But out of thousand people, it's happening to one person once they can reach. I can buy for this. They are not down having money for me, I don't know. But from scripture and what I know, that would come from Bank of God. There's no Ghana city in heaven. Let's continue. Number 6. So financial miracles come when we engage the physical and the spiritual of financial breakthrough. I said we talk about all this. All these things I mentioned are whole topic that as time goes on, we're going to look at them. We'll talk about financial blessing, financial miracles. You are here. You want God to bless you, but you have no skill. How will God bless you? Some of you are capable of starting a business now or even gaining skills that will make you a hot cake. You don't know it. I believe God for financial breakthrough. Which how should God break through for you? Aside my certificate, there are many things I can do outside my certificate. And this is what we do, that the world is laughing at Christians every day because we have been deceived. So people go to church and they pray, God, give me miracle, give me miracle. God, you want financial breakthrough? No. Let's continue. Number 6. Miracle of supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. And I'm going to go out there and we're going to pray. I hope you'll be blessed today. Supernatural speed. I want to give you the phone. Talk of supernatural speed. We are talking of a miracle that God compressed time. God has what? Compressed time for your sake. Compressed time. So in something that it will take 5 years to achieve, God can compress and make it 5 days. And that's what we need in this time. Yes, we need it. In this generation, we need that kind of supernatural speed. Because the world is on a top speed. That was only the supernatural speed to what? To overtake. Example in the Bible. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. And 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46, we saw that Elijah was being overtaken by the Spirit of God. Or the Spirit of God came upon Elijah, and I was saying, you overtook the chariot of what? Ahab. No, the chariot was the fastest means of traveling in those days. Right? So we are talking about you overtaking a flight. It's possible. So allow them to take the lead. Sometimes you think your friends are ahead of you. Don't worry. There's a miracle called supernatural when it happens to you. By the time you get to the destination, you're already there waiting for them. That's why you really know God. Certain things don't move you. Because you know that within a split of a second, God can change your story. Let me just share the story of the man. I think it happened in either Ghana or Nigeria. Who God asked him to go into ministry? The church members we had was 2.5. Himself, the wife, and a young child. And they rented a hotel. But he was doing that church, I think he said about how many years? For 5 years or so. 5 years, just the three of them. So he will lead open prayer, the wife will lead worship. come and lead the Bible studies, they'll do praises, and then you preach with your wife and the child, and then you take off. One day, whilst he was there in the church, not knowing a multi-billionaire from India has come to the town, he was in that hotel, and he was a Christian. So he was there, and then he spoke to the receptionist, is there any church? And I said, there's one man of God has been having church by him. So the billionaire went there. And when he went there, God told him, this is the man. Not knowing, he came to that place to set up a conglomerate, a big company, and he was praying to God for God to lead him to a faithful man. That day, that man of God became a wealthy man in a split of 1 second. A company. You saw him say, he said, God asked me to come to you and do business with you. He had no idea about it, he said, no, I'll teach you. What's that? Now, he said, you know, you are here crying. Your friends are taking the lead. Let them go. Supernatural spirit. And this is what makes us so exceptional in the world. When they have labored with all their strength and they are tall enough, one day they'll wake up and they'll see you dead without you not going to what they are going to. You buy the car, hurry. You buy it, the house. They are earning over 5 digit numbers in your memory. Forms of supernatural speed, number one. Miracle of translation. God can take the spirit of somebody. Translation is God taking the spirit of somebody to a place to be a divine purpose. And that makes a lot. Some people can dream and they said they saw the face of a man of God praying for them. That is translation. It's a miracle. Number two, the miracle of translation, right? Miracle of transportation. When God lifts both your spirit, your soul, and your body to a place, I'm talking about what happened to your fellow. God can do that to you. Move you from one place to another place without any flight. And the next one is a miracle of speed, compressed time. A compressed time, which I've already made mention of. Hallelujah. Are you following? These are the forms of miracles. Yeah. Finally, miracle time 7 is what we call healing miracles. When somebody is instantly healed, healing is a process. It takes time for you to be able to give you a drug, it takes time for the drug to work on you. But when we pray for you and instantly you are healed, it's a miracle. That is the type of miracle of healing. So let's say she's suffering from headache. I lay hands on her and I pray for her and the headache disappears. That is a miracle. But when I pray for her, the headache didn't disappear but it went down. Then let's say over the whole day, after she woke up, the headache is gone. That is what God healing. These are the 7 major types of miracles in the Bible. And the one I just mentioned, can read the book out chapter 14, verse 8 to 10. And it's also talk about creative what? Miracles. Creative miracles. You know creative miracles? When we pray for people, like somebody has no food, we pray and the person receives food. Somebody's hand has been cut off, we pray and the new hand grows out. Somebody's leg, one leg is taller than another one, we pray and we pull the leg and they become equal. That is a creative God miracle. Some people, their eyes socket, there's no eye in it, and they pray and eye comes with result. Creative miracle. Those are forms of God's miracles. Hallelujah. These are the 7 types of miracles. What we are going to do right now is that we are going to pray. And I said, this morning God spoke to me about the speed. I don't know who God is speaking to you. But this morning God said, you want to grant somebody a supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. We are going to pray that, Lord, anything that we have found behind that we need to cut out, we are praying for the miracle of supernatural speed. The miracle of supernatural speed. That miracle that comes upon you, and that the things that are ahead of you, within a split of a time, you are able to cut out. We want to pray for that miracle this morning. I don't know what your life has been, but today there will be a speed. There will be a speed. There will be a speed. God will compress time for your sake. God will compress time for your sake. Anything that you need to receive, that you have not received, at this year 2023, God will compress time for your sake. Because it's a year of supernatural speed. There are going to be encounters of speed. Miracles of speed. Miracles of supernatural speed. Yet there must be setbacks in your life. You should have been in school, but you have not been there yet. You should have received this job, but you have not done it yet. There is an amount of money that you have come to your life, you have not received yet. But I'm telling you that this morning, God is releasing a supernatural speed. A supernatural speed. Manda kabala basaya. There is a supernatural speed here. Mando brakabia saya. Lekondele masa. Oh, la brakabaya. Supernatural speed. May you overtake. You overtake. Makata basaya. The job that you will get will come with a promotion. Some of you will be promoted this year at your workplace. Because it's a year of supernatural speed. You will lift to place that you need to know. It's a year of supernatural speed. Stretch up, brother. Stretch your hands also. Some of you, help. Help is coming. Help is coming. If you are here, you are thinking of writing an application for letter. Or you have written an application for a letter for a job. Help is coming. An uncommon favor accompanied with supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. God is compressing time. I don't know who I'm talking to. But God is compressing time. Something that you need to receive that has not come to your hands yet. A place you need to be that you have not got in there yet. I see time compressed for your sake. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. You see that things that your processes will be escaped. You will not go to the normal routine. Some of you, your marriage will be just 5 months. Some of you, your scholarship will come with your visa. Your scholarship, I admit it, it will come with your visa at the spot. Supernatural speed. No delay. Your life will not be traveling on, you will be cruising on the speed of God. Henceforth, you will see that the things you started or the things you are doing, they will be moving at the top speed. Because it's a year of supernatural speed. Watch what God will move in your life this year. Watch. Watch it. We are in an advanced form of faith. Faith that advance. He said, for that we see these miracles by faith. Tell me, what can these miracles in you by faith? And one of the miracles I'm telling you this year that is going to happen to you is that God will turn your life around like the speed of a light. Oh, Kalakabasa. At the speed of a light, things will change. And it will accompany by favor. Breakthroughs are coming to you. Breakthroughs are coming to you. Nothing can ever limit you in your life. Nothing can limit you this year. Go and get the thing that will fit you. Because it's a year of breakthrough. Of God's favor. Undeserved help. Unmerited help. Unexpected breakthroughs. It's a being like you who say it. Just like the people of Israel. We were like men that dreamers. Oh! So it was like we were dreaming. It will not be a dream, it will be a reality. I said it will not be a dream, it will be a reality. Nobody can lay a finger on you. Because the miracle of protection is upon your life. Things that are destroying people, you will pass through them. You will pass through them. And you will survive. Shana makaba. You will pass through them and survive. Rabababa koshaya. I am declaring it to your life. What God will do in your life this year. I said speed. 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 What people are taking 10 years to finish doctorate degree, God will compress it. I see accelerated degrees. Some of you accelerated degrees. You will be given admission straight away to doctorate. There's no time for masters, but accelerated degrees. Accelerated degrees. Rapia Gunshire. I said speed. 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 Some of you, when you are working, you think you are doing a national service. I see unmerited favor. Oh. My next dream, I'm going to tell you, you are going over, you are staying here. You are going over, you are staying here.
No problem.
They will have no reason to retain you. They will have no reason not to retain you. They will have no reason not to retain you. I said speed is coming to you. Speed. Speed. Some of you notice that in your academic life, the rate at which you will consume a book, it will be multiplied by 10. When you sit by your book, in a split of a second, you will cover pages. I had that kind of academic grace. That I can cover 50 pages in 2 hours. And I can recall everything. I can chew 15 pages in 2 hours. Pages, 25 leaves. I covered an entire marketing book of 1,000 pages in 3 days. Just by reading. Dedicated 8 hours a day studying. And I had everything done. Speed. Retentive capacity. Speed. Speed to process your studies. When you give your sermon, you will see that there will be speed in your markets. People will be making demands at speed. Your business will go. It's a year of supernatural speed.
is a year of unmerited favor. It's a year of protection and exemption. It's a year of financial miracles. Nobody here will be poor. Nobody here will be poor. Poverty is far from you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Shabbat Abakosha.
Now, I want you to put your hand on the head. And activity. Say, Lord, in this atmosphere, let your spirit of speed, that spirit that you have been up, let it follow me now. Let everything I do next for be accompanied with speed. What will take people 3 years to do, Lord, let me do it in less than a year. What will take people 10 years to accomplish, Lord, compress it into 1 year for me. I take advantage of the supernatural over the natural. I take advantage of the supernatural over the natural. I take advantage of the supernatural over the natural.
Oh, Elamama Bosha. Rafia Bana Sika.
I want to pray for some people. If you're a worker here, lift up your hand. Government worker. Promotion. We activate promotion. We activate promotion. Promotion. Undeserved breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. How do you pray for any student who is struggling with academics? You are struggling. But your studies is very slow. It takes a long time for you to be able to catch up. Let me tell you, I command supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. Supernatural speed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Bella Masuka. I pray for anybody into business or want to start a business. If you see the speed of God, you will not go through the normal cycle of other people. No, that is not your share. That is not your share. That is not your share. Vandabra Koshai. Can you lift up your voice and thank God for the miracles? Oh, there are miracles all over. Thank God for the miracles. 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 Grab that back, go set it. Thank God for the miracles. I want to open this to God because I see God working with me. I said, this year is a year of influence and wealth. But let me hear with a touch of God. For me and my sons, we have signs and wonders. Oh, now let me hear with a touch. Some of you, what they meant, what they have designed to give you this year. God has exempted you. You see that you always, every time, be escaping the arrows. Thank you, Father.
I see a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of breakthroughs. The students by a good scholarship, I see scholarship coming to you, scholarship. Destiny helpers are stepping into your pathways. When I see a destiny helper coming your way, destiny helpers, people who hold your hand and lift you to the next place of your life. Because of your truly be blessed. Father, we bless you. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord.
Just breathe the name upon me. So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now. Oh.